This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are that exceptional American I'm talking about, great. Welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And of course, just all kinds of great things happening. We got a report right now. About a Medal of Honor recipient, we're going to be talking about that. Air Force releases video of Sergeant John Chapman's final moments. And anyway, leave no man behind, as they say. Anyway, great story. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Tim Draper.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Draper. And the final moments, I guess you can say, of his heroic stand. I don't know if it's a heroic stand or not, but his final moments of, guess what, the three Cal proposal is it's off the page, it's off the hook, it's done, kaput, fini, kaput, as they say. This is something that's sort of been a long time coming. It was dead on creation, not only dead on arrival, but dead on creation. And it's kind of interesting how this is all moving along with Tim Draper and all this other good stuff. And millions of dollars squandered by this guy. Now. And he knew that, okay, be me, be us in New California. What are you to think? The guy's on this effort, and he's done this three times, and he's come up Fini zero. Okay, Zed, zero times successful on this. Now, I'm not going to besmirch his character or anything, but he knew after the first and second time that his attempt in processing to get there, to do this, to form the, first of all, it was six states, then three states, was not good. The process was flawed from the beginning. It was not following Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. It was not doing that. So the question comes up. The question comes up. Why would he do it at all this way? Okay, is it stubbornness? Now, I can attribute it to stubbornness. Now, and I've talked to him on the radio. He's been on Agenda 21 radio at least two times back in the day, 2012 and 2014, as a discussion on this. And I was openly trying to actually engage him and perhaps support the Jefferson movement at the time. That's what was going on. Because, you know, statehood actually is a very great thing to happen for the nation and a very positive thing to happen for the citizens of California and, quote, New California. So, you know, this is a good thing. And so couching it in that, he, you know, I was believing he was very sincere and thinking it's a good thing to have more representation, break it up into six states and then three states, just on that, just on the face of it. I think downsizing California is a good idea just on that. Okay, but that's, but then when you take a look at how the state would be formed, it's kind of like, yikes, three Democratic states. Well, that's just not fair. That's just not right. That's really what was going to happen here. And plus the procedural process to get there was flawed, so flawed it was pronounced by me dead on arrival. I should have been saying dead at the scene. And I mean that. Because the process would never pass constitutional muster. And again, it took a court decision before it got to the ballot. Before it got to the ballot. It took a court decision by the Supreme Court of California, 6-0 decision, by the way, liberal. Said, it's out, it's done, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be on the ballot. See, before these propositions can get on the ballot, they can be challenged in the courtroom, and the court can determine whether it meets constitutional muster from the California state constitution standpoint, which, you know, the thing has been changed so many times, 530-some times or something like that. You don't just change constitutions. I don't know how many we have, 23, 24 amendments to the Constitution. This is something you just don't do lightly. And but California, you know, the citizens can speak. Well, of course, that whole system, like our elections, everything in California is so seriously flawed now, it doesn't really matter, really. But anyway, but the court said, no, you cannot put this on the ballot. It does not pass constitutional muster. It leads to too many problems. And it was brought, the plaintiff in the case to stop this was a, I would consider a radical environmental group. Because they saw the environmental problems, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but the bottom line is it just didn't pass Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. It just didn't even come close. Because what he did in terms of trying to run it through the proposition process, which is not the place for it, he engaged with the Secretary of State. He got the voters to, he got citizens to sign signatures and petitions and so on. You know, in hopes of getting enough signatures to get it on the ballot, which he did. He got 600,000 signatures, which we knew at the time. That was a great way of doing things. We thought that was excellent. anyway, so the gig is that you have a guy who is not listening, apparently. And so he tried it. It failed. And the court said, it's done. Okay, now I'm left sitting here, and I know a lot of other people are too. Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Because last night he announced it's done. He's not going to pursue it anymore. It's kaput. His time is done. It's not going to be an attempt to appeal the decision. And, of course, the decision to be appealed would be smacked down, and he has no legal authority. And I'm sure his attorneys, once he finally got a hold of some attorneys that made a lot of sense and weren't just stealing his money from him, taking his money from him, they finally talked some sense to him and says, look, you got to do it like they're doing it at New California. He's probably thinking that Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio, he's right again. but it's just obvious. And it wasn't just me. There's a lot of other people that were telling him, too. So it's just not me. I'm not the hero in all this. Not at all. I'm just pointing out the facts. I'm just a radio talk show host, right? Just pointing out simple facts. There's logic to be learned here and utilized by way of Mr. Draper. So the big question is why? Why Tim Draper? Why this whole movement for a three-state? And why in the midst of New California's growth and development? Why? And, you know, it's interesting. I'm so fascinated. And I'm so honored, by the way, to be associated with so many great people in the New California movement, in the statehood movement. There's a statehood movement collectively, which a bunch of different ideas about states, and everybody's got their plan, their ideas, and so on. It's all good. It's all really good. And I am excited about it, actually. I'm really excited about what's happening moving forward. And I know that it's going to be a better day for California and New California, because as New California forms, the benefit to California will be great. And it's got to be a win-win situation, this formation, because, you know, when New California comes on board, you want to be in good stead with the other 50 states, right? What a concept. You want to be working with everybody else in the states. And when you come out and become 51st, you know, yeah, you want to be in opposition to them. You want to have a political bias one way or another against them and all that. No, we don't want that in New California. And, of course, California is going to come up against the big wall right now economically, as we're seeing. It's not just the environmental concerns, but anyway, the economy of it all is a big thing. I guess E&E, environment and economy, but there's other things as well. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and hit that donate button. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, billionaire drops quest for split of California into three parts. Sacramento, California. The billionaire behind a measure to split California into three said he's giving up on the effort to re-image the nation's most populous state after the state Supreme Court knocked it off the November ballot. The political environment for radical change is right now, venture capitalist Tim Draper wrote in a letter to the court dated August 2nd and made public by his opponents Thursday. Who are his opponents? Of course, he's got opponents. He's got opponents in the court fight. The removal of Prop 9 from the November ballot has effectively put an end to this movement, is what it says here. Okay. As the court struck down Draper's measure in April. So the opponents were the plaintiffs. Hello, wake up here. The plaintiffs in this whole thing, they're the ones that were the opponents to it. And they're the ones who said this is a problem. Says the court struck down the measure in July in response to a lawsuit, but didn't rule on the merits of the case, allowing Draper the opportunity to fight to put it on future ballots. He's not moving forward with the case. Draper spent more than $1.7 million to qualify this initiative for the ballot. Okay, now this, this is where I have, because I've heard it's more like five. Now remember, initially he said he only spent $499,000. So it was $500,000 is what he said he initially spent. But I think that was just the spending on the signatures, getting it out there to get signatures and then follow up. I don't know. I don't know his budget. I haven't talked to the man. So it's sheer speculation. But my sources have told me when we first came out with $500,000 to begin with, they said, no, it's $1.7 million. Okay, so my sources are spot on. It's written right here now. And we announced this. We talked about this weeks ago because the numbers just aren't adding up. And when you take and look at the whole thing on the ballot, it says I spent more than $1.7 million to qualify his initiative for the ballot, which requires gathering hundreds of thousands of signatures. And my other source, the same source who said it was $1.7 million to qualify, in other words, a million plus more than what Draper was actually reporting, that same source to us has been saying it's $5 million that he spent, not to be confused with the $5 million, has already been spent on prop, on the first time he tried this in 2012 and 2015, or 2012 and 2014, excuse me. So that's when we first had contact with him. So this is something that is I think, very, very interesting when you take a look at it. So is it $6-7 million on two efforts, or is it $10 million on two efforts? We're just going to have to see how that all, if it comes out at all. I'm just telling you, that's how much money. It's a lot of millions for a lot of nothing. Even if it's a five and plus 1.7, six and a half, 6.7 million, that's a lot of millions for a lot of nothing, a lot of wasted time. That's my point I was making in the last segment. The latest plan would have divided California into three pieces. One would comprise the Bay Area, blah, blah, blah. The Planning and Conservation League sued to keep Draper's initiative off the ballot, arguing that such a massive change to the state's governance could have been done through a ballot, couldn't be done through a ballot initiative. Well, okay, he's right. They're right. And, of course, the massive change can't be done through a ballot initiative. How is that massive change done? Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. Right. That was their argument. And this is what our argument is, too, and this is why we said dead on arrival. It says, at the end of the day, this is a billionaire's massive and illegal use of the initiative process, and the court was correct in stopping this folly, says Carlisle Hall, an attorney who worked on the suit with the environmental group. Draper, meanwhile, said he had no idea if his initiative would have passed or if Congress would have given the necessary approval for the split, but that the ballot measure would have spurred debate over government failings. Okay, that's his out. That's his out, I guess. It still doesn't answer to me sufficiently at all. We already know the government is sick in California, and that's because it's got an 11-month cycle in terms of legislation. They got an industry, a smokestack industry, if you will, in California, and you know, for legislation. I mean, that's really what it is, the 11-month cycle for legislation. That is the fly in the ointment. And this is something that I think is very, very important and very, very, please understand this. The process is the process, and the Constitution is what you need to follow. And you go back and look at precedent. It's a real simple formula. It says, I wanted to let the voters debate, discuss, and think about a different way to way forward, essentially a reboot. And I wanted the political class to hear and witness the frustration of California voters with decades of inaction and decay, he wrote. I believe there was significant benefit to our democracy in that. Isn't that interesting? All right, I'm sneaking. We brewed off this wonderful pot of coffee. Trona, are you listening? And here it is. I believe there was significant benefit to our democracy in that. Okay, first of all, we don't have a democracy. We have a republic, Mr. Draper. This is a republic, not a democracy. Anyway, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Zombie Boy is dead. Lady Gaga collaborator known as Zombie Boy, dead at 32. Jeez, what a moron this guy is. You should see the tattoos on this guy. He's dead at 32. That's really sad. Young man like that. Okay, let's Barbie Benton. I'm sorry, AP News has popped. Barbie Benton has turned 68 and looks incredible. Okay, all right. It says Rick Jentzt, a Quebec model known for his head-to-toe tattoos and participation in the Lady Gaga music video Born This Way, has died. Really, I wonder what he died from. He's got ink all over his body. And he's got, of course, the studs and the nose ring and all that stuff. He looks rather satanic and demonic. Has died, his talent agency said. The management company confirmed on Facebook late Thursday the passing of Rick Guest, Genest, I guess, G-E-N-E-S-T, who is better known as Zombie Boy. Docedo said it was in shock. That doesn't make sense. Why, you know, they write these articles and they write them wrong. And called the 32-year-old, represented by the agency, an icon of the artistic scene and of the fashion world. Lady Gaga said in an official thing that she was upset. Beyond devastating, she said. The American singer added, well, anyway, according to the website, he holds the Guinness World Records of most insect tattooed tattoos on his body. Okay, and bones linked on a human body at 138. But while his outward appearance may have been intimidating, he was unfaithfully mild-mannered and polite. Really? Doesn't say why he died. Ink poisoning anyone? I don't know. They're going to do an autopsy to determine the cause of death. I'm sorry, Tim Draper, tattoos, Lady Gaga. We'll be back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, lots of things going on. And I'm telling you, it's just a ball, a bevy of activity here on in Studio 21, including my voice, which seems to be getting better. Anyway, we've got just a ton of things going on. California fires, we're going to talk about in the third hour. Trump administration roadless rule been violated. This is in California, and something that they're talking about in Los Angeles. We're going to talk about that in a second. I want to get more into the other stuff that's going on in nationally. So we've flipped the page now to Breitbart. It says Trump administration dumping roadless rule to log Los Padres forest. Okay, that's Chris Street. That's our guy. Donald Trump thanks firefighters for battling California wildfires. Oh, this is on the California side. Antonio Sabato, I support Trump's border wall. A big tech lacks transparency in InfoWars purge. Nancy Pelosi voting for Democrats gives leverage to illegal aliens. And so on. Paul Manafort. These are some of the things that are in the California Act. And we're going to switch to big government because I want to get the big government thing first, and then we'll get to the California end of things and all the other parts of the states and so on. Minnesota governor announces statewide Beyonce and Jay-Z Day. Okay. Now listen, it's a free-for-all today, as you know. A cup of brew is appropriate, don't you think? My Donald J. Trump, you know, I grab a cup out, I didn't even notice. It's my President Donald Trump Transparency Day, or Inauguration Day, I'm sorry. What am I thinking transparency for? I don't know, because I just read it or something? Okay, always winning, jobless claims unexpectedly fell, and inflation ticked down. This is big news. This is big economic news here. Ticked down, suggesting strong U.S. economy, unfazed by the trade war, insane in the membrane, as they say. John Carney wrote this article, and it says, let's see, another Rachel Maddow dud, as Devin Nunez states the obvious on Secret Audio. Secret Audio, there you go. And then you have Ocasio-Cortez. Funeral expenses will be reduced under Medicare for all. Man, that's a banner ad, isn't it? Isn't that banner? Ingram, America that we know and love doesn't exist anymore in some parts of the country. Really? How about California? We'll try that one on for size. Representative Reed, members of Congress shouldn't be allowed to sit on boards of publicly traded companies. Okay. Americans raise $150,000 for Angel family, a police officer killed by illegal alien. FDA contracting for fresh aborted baby tissue to engineer humanized mice. IDF instructs summer camp schools to close due to rocket fire. That's in Israel, obviously. Okay, here we go. Jobless claims unexpectedly fell, because this is like a big article that just came out. It says, protect American workers, resist. Okay, we got that. Applications for new unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell last week, and producer prices fell, indicating that the strong U.S. economy is standing up quite well amid global trade disputes. Says initial jobless claims declined by 6,000, a seasonably adjusted 213,000, and the Labor Department said Thursday economists had expected the rate to rise $220,000. I know, people, unemployed people. I'm just checking. Are you guys paying attention out there? It's not dollars. It's people, human beings. It says the four-week moving average of claims considered a more reliable measure of the labor market because it smooths out week-to-week volatility, which fell 214,000. That is equal to a 48-year low set in May, according to Schwab's Randy Federick. This is what he tweeted, Federick did. At 214K, the four-week moving average on initial jobless claims is now equal to the 48-year low. Wow. Said on 5/12/18, no signs of weakness in the labor market at all. He's vice president of trading and derivatives. Derivatives, there you go. Yeah, derivatives. There had been some reports of layoffs due to tariff pressure. The decline in claims, however, suggests that the U.S. labor market is very strong overall. And prior to Trump, in his presidency, unemployment claims have not been this low since the 1970s. A similar story is playing out in the price data. There have been numerous claims that tariffs and trade disputes will push up prices, acting as a tax on the U.S. consumers. But a measure of prices before they reach the consumer, known as the Producer Price Index, unexpectedly fell. This is big news. We're supposed to be having inflation here. And I know what's happening. I mean, go to the grocery store. You'll see this. You see that. I get it. But I have the CHIPS index. I use the CHIPS index for inflation. You know, back in the day when you can go and buy a bag of chips, you know, the dollar size chips, they bumped that up to a dollar, you know, $1.10. And then they bumped it up to a dollar $1.29. And then they bumped it up to $1.49. And now the bag of chips, the chips index that I use, is now at $1.69 for the dollar bag. There you go. Now they do have, they seem to be doing this in many places, they do have a half-size bag for 50 cents. And you can buy two bags and get for a dollar, of course, 50-50, $1. And you're supposed to kind of get like close to the equal. Actually, I think that's a pretty good buy. Okay, but that's the chips index. And then you have the other step up, which used to be $2.69. This is the bigger bag. I don't know how many ounces, but you know, it's double what the dollar one was. That used to be $2. Now you can buy some of these chips out there. The Mexican chips, the Spanish, you know, the Dippin' Sis chips and so on, for $2 for a big bag. That's a deal. That's a big, that, you know, the tortilla chips. Those are good. Now, the Dorito type, the hot and spicy one, that's going to be more money because it's a different company. The best deal, though, are the chips, though, the chips for frijoles and beans and so on. Those are the best ones, I think. I'm not going to give you a brand name, but anyway. So the chips index has continued to skyrocket. That's my point. Now, that's my index. But when you start talking about what's known as the producer price index, the measure of prices before they reach the consumer dropping, that's going to pay off big for us. So where's the inflation is going to be the question in this upturn. That's what happened in Reagan-era times, by the way, because we had skyrocketing inflation going into Reagan from Jimmy Carter. Remember, it was just out of control. And all of a sudden, the economy turned, and inflation started to go away. Ah, you would think it would go up, but it went down. This is the way it is. It's counterintuitive to a lot of people's thought processes. Now, the benefit to Trump is Trump got this on. It got the tax cuts, got everything in place for an explosive economy in really his first year as president. It took, Reagan, 2.5, 3 years to get there. But boy, when he did, it took off like a rocket ship and inflation dropped. We were just going through scurrilous times with inflation until 83. Yeah, but then it turned. And this has already turned now. This producer price index is a big thing to drop. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Video of the heroic moments that earned an airman the Medal of Honor. The clip showing Tech Sergeant John Chapman fighting Al-Qaeda militants in Afghanistan in 2002.
This really is something. Chapman charges right into enemy bunkers before he is knocked unconscious. And more than an hour later, he is still fighting until tragically he is shot and killed.
President Trump will present Chapman's family with the Medal of Honor on August 22nd. Rutz Slobinski, the Navy SEAL who fought alongside him, was given the medal in May.
Wow. Wow. The video is quite compelling. It says U.S. Air Force on Thursday released an aerial video that shows highlights of Tech Sergeant John Chapman's heroics during hand-to-hand combat on an Afghanistan peak before he was killed by Al-Qaeda militants. Chapman, 36, a native of Windsor Locks, Connecticut, could be seen. Will they have this again? Yeah, it could be seen in the video during hand-to-hand combat, charging the enemy at Takor Gar, a 10,000-foot mountain. You ever breathe up there at 10,000? It's hard, you know. Task and Purpose reported. Who is Task and Purpose? Chapman joined the Navy SEALs in an effort to recover a wounded comrade who had fallen from the aircraft after it was hit with a rocket-propelled grenade. Wow. Chapman charged the enemy fire through harrowing conditions, seized a bunker, and killed its occupants, the White House said. The Air Force said it was struck. He was struck and temporarily incapacitated by enemy fire when he moved from one protective cover to engage the enemy. And this is a sad thing. Britt K. Slobinski, a retired member of SEAL Team 6 who received a Medal of Honor in May for his heroics during the same 14-hour battle, believed Chapman was dead and moved the team, including someone with a serious leg injury, off the battlefield, the New York Times reported. Chapman regained consciousness and fought for an hour after being gunned down, but managed to kill two more enemies, report said. Slobinski, who completed 15 combat tours, 15! I mean, we just have to pause and think about that. What are we doing with these people? Our nation's finest, what in the world are we doing with these people? These honored men, 15 tours. Slobinski, who completed 15 combat tours, told the New York Times in 2016 that he was 95% certain Chapman was killed and was skeptical of the video's accuracy and analysis. He told officials that Chapman's actions helped save his team that day, and Sublinski retired from the Navy in 2014. After more than 25 years of service, he said following the ceremony that the medal belonged to so many others, and named the teammates who followed me without hesitation. Sublinski said the medal also belongs to seven Americans who died on the mountaintop. They gave all for us. This honor is truly theirs. They are the true heroes, he said in a statement delivered to the White House in the White House driveway. But Deborah Lee James, who worked under President Obama as the Air Force Secretary, said Sublinski deserves the medal and his contributions shouldn't be understated or underestimated. Nobody thinks that he did anything other than the absolute best on the worst day of his life, James said of Sublinski. According to the Washington Post, he thought he was dead, and he was responsible for four or five others that he was trying to save. President Trump will award the Medal of Honor posthumously to Chapman's family on August 22nd, 16 years after he died. He will be the first airman to receive the award since the Vietnam War. James had recommended Chapman for the award, but she said it stalled. I believe the SEALs want to honor John Chapman, James told the paper. What some don't want is that they don't want it linked to him getting back up and fighting back on. I mean, we've got to tell that story. That's just an incredible story. I mean, it really truly is an incredible story. What a great honor to live in such a great country with such fine fighting men, huh? And this Sublinski guy who didn't go back and get him, and I know never leave a man behind type thing, he completed 15 combat tours. There's a picture of him, Sublinski, getting the medal, and you can just see it in his eyes. Now, I said to myself when I saw the picture of Sublinski, I said, you know, man, that guy's had a lot going on. He's had a heck of a lot going on, and it's very true. You can see it in his soul, and I guess we can say thank you to him. This is such an honor to even be bringing this up. And, you know, again, this is what America is all about. This is who we are as a country. And there are those that want to destroy it, of course, even inside, trying very, very hard. And I'm glad the president, and, you know, it got stalled. I am not ripping on the Obama administration for anything. They obviously started the ball rolling, and these things take time. And again, what is lost here and what we shouldn't be doing, please let's not do this, lay it on Sublinski because he didn't go back and get him. He had a bigger responsibility. He had to do his thing first, and he did it, and he was successful at it, and he saved a lot of lives, and he thought his fellow comrade was dead. John Chapman, Tech Sergeant, United States Air Force, receiving posthumously the Medal of Honor for the first time since the Vietnam War as an Air Force person. Unbelievable. But see the video. We'll put the video up on Agenda 21 Radio. The video came from Fox News. Got to give them credit, you know. Got to give those Foxers credit. Okay, when we come back, next hour up, we're going to be talking a lot about New California, what you can do to help and help out and all that good stuff, because things are rolling. Things are rolling. Anyway, stay tuned. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, and donate, 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 donate. And MyPillow, your discount code is Agenda 800-266-4715. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, it is, of course, the burgeoning New California that is exploding onto the scene. And, you know, the situation is just absolutely amazing, what's going on in California. The good news, of course, is Tim Draper dropped out, and there's really only one option now for people to understand, and that's us, New California. It is statewide. It's a statewide movement. We're in 51 counties, touching or parts of 51 counties already, and this is a big thing. Now, we've got to continue to solidify our county committees. We've been talking about that for months now, and actually, about the last 2 months, sincerely, because we've been growing so quickly. There's a lag time, obviously, from the time you start and sign up to the time you start having your meetings and so on. That lag time is being fulfilled, and also counties that are, need to be refreshed with leadership. That's all part and parcel of what we're doing. And those are all things that are happening. And they are happening. They are happening. And people are excited. People are coming to New California with a lot of different revelations and so on. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Of course, the political nature of what's going on in California and the rest of the nation is an eye-opener, isn't it? Will the left capitulate? I think so. I think the red wave is here, and the blue puddle is in trouble. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And we are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.